This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. First, if you already have a question for me, please pause the podcast and call me on 732-673-0510. My firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. As the name implies, this podcast offers advice for those of us working and living at the street level. If you look at your screen, you will see my website and phone number, both great ways to reach me. Now remember, I usually have a companion text version of my podcast. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see a link for that in the description. If you're watching this on my podcast blog page, you will see a link at the top above this video. Today's topic is YouTube rules are changing. Your Gmail, Google Drive, and YouTube accounts may be at risk. Many of you are not aware that there are many changes coming to YouTube, supposedly by December 10th. Some of these changes relate to the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, or COPPA. I don't want to get into the details of that, but I urge everyone, especially content creators, to research those laws. The Federal Trade Commission is poised to have dramatic, Big Brother-level oversight of internet content. YouTube has also announced their plans to delete channels that are not commercially viable. This has not been fully explained yet, but if you're a content creator, whether a business using YouTube as a marketing vehicle, or you just upload videos for your own enjoyment, YouTube may be planning to delete your channel if it is not turning a profit for YouTube. And that is the majority of people who upload videos. I'm not being an alarmist here. The past 8 weeks, me and my team have been researching these changes. As always, I am trying to crystallize all of this down to actionable information you can use to protect your business and family. So, this could be a threefold problem and goes beyond just your YouTube channel. The first problem, YouTube. You need to back up all of your YouTube content in case your YouTube channel is deleted. You should back these video files up on a local hard drive and also in the cloud as well. Also, you should create a backup channel on a site such as BitChute.com. I do this. Second problem, Gmail accounts that are linked to YouTube channels. Most of our Gmail accounts are linked to our YouTube channels. There's been a lot of talk and murmurs that if your YouTube channel gets deleted, they might also take away your access to your related Gmail account and all of its history. Third problem, Google Drive accounts that are linked to our Gmail accounts. Google Drive is another service linked to Gmail. If you lose access to your Gmail account, you will also lose access to your Google Drive data. Now, for business owners like me, who heavily rely on the entire Google ecosystem, this would be a disaster. And again, I have no idea what YouTube is planning. My daily research, though, has made me concerned enough about this to create this podcast. My advice is to immediately back up all of your Gmail, Google Drive, and YouTube content locally on a server in your office or your home. Again, I have no proof that any of this will definitely happen, but if the possibility exists, even remotely, that you can lose access to Gmail, Google Drive, and YouTube, then the prudent thing to do as soon as possible is to back up all of these services. The link to back up everything in your Gmail, Google Drive, and YouTube spaces is https://takeout.google.com. That's takeout.google.com, takeout.google.com. There are many videos online already giving you more detailed instructions on this process, so I won't repeat them here. Please take the time to back up any important data in any Google, Gmail, Google Drive, or YouTube-related spaces. The tech companies do not have to answer to anyone, and we never know who can be deleted or for what reason. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Questions, concerns, call me on 732-673-0510. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.